Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Secret Artists Podcast. I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and we're back in between series 4 and 5 with some extra special episodes brought to you in collaboration with The Funny Side, an Acast initiative to promote some of the top female-led podcasts. Their words, not mine. The theme of these special Secret Artists episodes is reflections. So I'm going back to previous guests to catch up with them and reflect on what they've been up to and where they're at. So this week I'm joined by the fantastic comedy actor and writer Ellie White. We sat together in Ellie's flat and did some arty activities reflecting on ourselves, our dreams and lots more. Enjoy the episode and remember to follow us on social media to see our artworks. We're at Secret Art Pod on Instagram and Twitter. See you on the other side. I'm joined this week by my dear friend Ellie White, former housemate, former Netball team member, and former Secret Artists podcast guest. Ellie's episode of the podcast was the first one we ever recorded back in 2019.
Wow.
Remember 2019?
Not really.
Since then, a lot has happened, so I wanted to get Ellie back on for some time to reflect and do some more bloody art. Hello, Ellie.
Hi, Anne.
Thank you for coming back on.
It's a pleasure and a privilege.
Have you had a good 3 years?
Three years.
I reckon it's been 3 years.
I think they've been good.
Yeah.
Pandemic, obviously complicated, ups and downs.
You've done a lot. I've got a list.
Oh, wow.
You've been in Stafflet's Flats, The Windsors, the other one, The Witchfinder, Bloods, Ellie and Tash, We Are Not Alone, Live at the Moth Club.
Oh, my God.
Feeling good?
I'm feeling energised by that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, looking forward to the future in many ways.
Yeah. I've got some activities.
Cut that pause out.
Some activities for us to do. So this.
As if I just didn't speak for the whole thing. Yeah, no. Just gave you yes or no answers. Could happen.
So we're going to start by doing a quick drawing.
Okay.
I thought we'd do a self-portrait, and because this bonus episode is called because this series is called Reflections.
Yeah.
I thought we could literally paint our reflection.
Okay, great. Yeah.
As in using a mirror.
Yeah. I feel like that is one thing that has changed in the past 4 years, my reflection.
Yeah.
I feel very haggard.
Me
after
too.
After 3 years. No, you're looking glowing.
No, my forehead and my crow's feet.
I feel like there's many more conversations now about like getting old and feeling old.
Yeah.
And feeling like the pandemic really abused us, but I don't know yeah. how the pandemic will have affected that apart from just time.
I think
probably looking at yourself in the mirror more or looking yourself at screens more.
I think I've never looked better than in the first lockdown. And it's been downhill since.
Yeah, but that's probably because you were like looking after yourself. It was exciting. There was something.
It was sunny.
The pandemic was exciting. You heard it here first. Coronavirus.
It was sunny. I was running around a potato field.
Oh right, yeah, you spent it in a potato field.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing yoga every single day. Every morning I'd wake up, I feel like I had a six pack.
Yeah.
And now I'm just a sort of kind of bag of spine. I feel like a bag of spines.
Is that what you're going to draw then? A quick bag of spines?
Yeah.
You've very kindly provided a couple of mirrors. You've given you've got a combat mirror.
Yeah.
For makeup.
Yeah. That snake mirror was a gift.
So
it's like I look in the mirror and I'm reminded that I am a snake.
A mirror that's covered in snakes.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrible.
Yeah, it's really horrible.
So, I'm going to
do a self-portrait with some snakes.
Yeah, there, I guess. And I just have a little compact mirror. And I'm wearing glasses, so...
Is that a surprise to you?
Sorry, I looked at myself in the mirror and I realised I wear glasses.
How are you feeling today, Ellie?
I'm actually feeling really good.
Oh, that's my drinking water, isn't it?
Yeah, that's your drinking water. Not to be confused with your paint water, Annie.
God. Right, I've put out some acrylic paints for us.
So what do we do? Just paint ourselves. Well, just draw ourselves.
A quick drawing. I hate even list that line. That's my worst line. Frown line.
Frown line. But you don't have one.
I do, but thank you for saying I don't.
I mean...
Would you get Botox? Sorry, it's a Botox podcast now.
I listen, never say never to anything. My opinions...
It's hard, isn't it?
My opinions on these things have obviously changed since I've got older. I think when I was younger, I was like, women shouldn't.
Yeah.
And then as I've got older, I'm like...
Women should.
They all should. No, I just... Obviously, anything in excess is a little bit nuts. And, you know, if you find that you can't move your face, especially as a performer, you need to be able to express.
Yeah, well, you do see actors that have had a lot of work done on their faces. Yeah. No judgment.
I know, but I was just about to... I forgot that I was on a podcast and I was just about to name someone.
Oh, go on.
No. No, but you can cut it out, can't you?
Yeah. I won't, but no, we will. Ellie.
Annie.
You've made your own sketch show.
Yes.
How was that? How was the process of creating it? Do you find it easier writing long form or short form comedy?
I think there's pluses and minuses to each one, although I've never written like a full sitcom. Basically, the world is your oyster in sketch writing, which is really exciting and fun. Mm-hmm. But it also means that you have to create like lots of different ideas and lots of different characters, which is fun, but then the hardest thing is like punchlines.
Yeah.
Coming up with punchlines, which is obviously, there's infinite ways in which things can go.
So you're about to be in the Coronation Special of the Windsors.
Great. What is that?
How do you feel about the royal family?
I love them. No, I'm very indifferent. I never really think about them unless I'm doing the Windsors. And even then, I don't really think about them.
Do you know if they watch it?
Someone told me once that Fergie and the girls, what are they called? My character?
Beatrice
and Eugenie.
Yeah.
Like, have been known to watch it, but I don't know if that's actually true. And I felt guilty when I found that information out. I was like, oh. But I don't think it's that mean.
I think they'd only watch it if they thought it was a laugh.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it makes it more endeared. Jesus Christ, what the hell? I mean, this doesn't look anything like me. That's fine, isn't it? It's a quick skeech.
Yes, quick skeech, and we're going to move on to another activity in a minute.
Ooh.
More recently, Ellie, you've created something else.
Oh my God.
Are we about to talk about it?
Yeah.
You've created a human being.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't been fully created yet. It's still in Darwin.
How many months pregnant are you?
I think I'm about 4 months, or nearly four. Nearly 4 months.
How are you feeling? 4 months. Firstly, congratulations.
Thank you, Annie.
And that's from me and all the listeners.
Thank you. Well, listen,
me
listen,
and both
listeners.
The listeners.
Listen. Right. Thank you. Thank you guys for all of your support. I feel actually much better than I did feel. And I think I'm going to give myself this neon orange hair.
Yeah, I've given myself neon pink lips.
Yeah,
that's
really nice.
Showbiz.
The first sort of 6 weeks was quite tough.
Morning sickness?
Yeah, I didn't get it that badly, fortunately, but... yeah, just tight. And I was filming at the same time, although, sorry, Annie, I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Were you able to tell the people that you were working with?
No, I did. Well, I could have, but I decided I wasn't going to.
Mm-hmm.
So that was quite hard. But it was fine. It's actually quite a nice distraction, I think.
Yeah.
And no, I've been feeling fine and good. And I don't really feel different at the moment because it hasn't really quite manifested itself in like a big bump yet.
You just look like you've had a big sandwich.
Exactly, that's what Annie said when she saw it. She said, I look like I had a big sandwich, which is quite common with me anyway.
You love
sandwiches. I love sandwiches and sandwich culture.
Which brings me on to your love of mayonnaise.
Yeah, yeah.
I just saw that beautiful painting outside done by Ollie Cambridge.
So my my partner...
Woo! Father of your...
And the father of my child got me for Christmas a Ollie Cambridge original. Ollie Cambridge, brilliant artist, fantastic producer, exceptional writer, friend of the podcast, and he actually produced my sketch show Ellie and Natasha.
Yes.
And he also, I wanted to give him credit because this is the drawback of not having Instagram, a little callback to that conversation earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say things like thank you to Ollie Cambridge for being an incredible producer and let the public know that you're very grateful. But hopefully he does know that I'm grateful. But
is this you doing a shout out to
him? Yeah.
That's nice.
And he actually came up with a lot of ideas for the show, including a sketch called Saturday Kitchen, which ended up going viral.
Yeah, that was great.
And that was his idea. So
great.
Well done, Ollie. Anyway, my boyfriend asked him to paint a miniature mayonnaise, and it's now hanging up a miniature Hellmann's mayonnaise on a pink background, which is
really
hanging
cool.
up in the hallway.
Did your brilliant. Partner choose the pink background, or was that Ollie's decision?
Oh, do you know what?
I don't know. Yeah, you've got lots of lovely... Well, we're here, of course, in your flat.
Yeah.
And you've got some lovely artwork scattered around.
Thank you.
I've
drawn my frown lines on it here.
Oh yeah, I've drawn mine as well. Joan Cornella, you've got two.
Oh prints, yeah, they're prints. Yeah,
yeah, they're really nice.
I love Joan Cornella. Very funny, kind of satirical, cartoony.
Yeah.
I went to an exhibition a few years ago. Here's in Hoxton, and I tried to buy about 3 pieces of his art before I had any money. And in fact, I still don't have much money. Mm. But and then I was like, maybe I'll just settle with prints. So yeah. I got a couple of prints.
They're very cool. And you've got that nice cyan, what's it called?
Cyanotype.
Cyanotype.
Yeah.
Yeah, of the feet out there.
I actually did quite a lot of cyanotypes in lockdown.
Did you?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
You have to buy the chemicals. Sorry, hey listeners, cyanotype is, although everyone probably knows because they like art if they're listening to this.
Yeah.
But it's basically where you create a image through light and it ends up being blue. I'm reading that from the Wikipedia on cyanotype. but you can do it with photographs or you can do it with, or negatives, I think, or you can do it with objects. But you have to buy the chemicals. You basically paint a piece of paper or whatever you want with this chemical, leave it to dry, you put whatever object you want. It works well with kind of leaves or like ferns and stuff like that. And then you put it out in the sun with that on top of the paper for about 30 minutes and it's incredible. And then you put it in water and you wash the chemicals off and then it stays.
So cool. You can use photographs as well.
You can work, yeah.
You've got it?
I've got the ones that I made somewhere. I don't know where they are.
I bought one off an artist called Craig Keenan.
Yeah, that's him. Okay, so yeah, I've got an original Craig Keenan.
Yeah, mine is a print and it's of these flamingos underneath a big moon.
Yeah, beautiful.
Cool, isn't
Absolutely
it?
Absolutely beautiful. So I don't know how maybe with photographs he did that.
Yeah, I reckon so. I need to learn how to do that.
It's really easy. It genuinely is. I'm not saying that Craig Keenan's work is really easy, but what I mean is this is a grape.
That's really good, Ellie.
It doesn't look like me.
It does. You've got neon orange hair.
There's some grapes.
Yeah, did you do lots of art in lockdown?
Simon made those collages, which I think are really nice.
Oh, cool.
I did quite a lot of tapestry. In fact, I'll get it out, I'll show you.
Great.
Because I haven't finished it yet. And then I did that wasn't in lockdown. I was going to say my miniature sets, but that was actually this year.
Yeah, dioramas, are they?
Yeah.
They're really cool. You've made a sushi cafe.
Yeah.
And a coffee shop.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed by the electrical circuit in it.
I'm quite impressed. But I when I finished it, I said, I've never been prouder of anything I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
And I think I might be, I think that might stay true for the rest of my life.
Even after you give birth.
Yeah.
How did you learn how to do those dioramas?
They're just a set, I mean, I ruined it with the grapes. They're just...
We're going to move on to our next activity.
Okay. They're just a set, so you get them. They're like DIY from online, and you can buy them. And then you just make them like Lego, almost. But they give you all the materials and instructions.
So cool.
Similarly with this, a tapestry, a Lowry. It's a Lowry design, but I just haven't finished it.
Ellie, you're very clever.
No, but the thing is about this sort of stuff is that it's not... Yeah, I'm not making it up, I'm just following.
Is it like paint by numbers but sewing?
Yeah,
that's
exactly
really cool.
That. So it's not...
I'm just going to get your scissors if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Partly because I've got pins and needles in one of my feet.
It's not hugely complicated, basically. That's what I want to say to the listeners.
This is cool.
Huh? Oh, yeah, my mum gave me that.
What is it?
It's a doll, topless doll.
With nipple tassels?
Mm. But not a child. Not a child. It's a woman.
I didn't think it was a child, but it sounded so defensive.
It's not a child.
It's not a child with nipple tassels. Feels like a very arty house, yours.
Simon and I are both very into art, so actually it's quite nice. He has a lot of... You've got that, don't you, Anne?
Yeah.
The Jenny Savile.
Jinx. Yeah, from that exact exhibition at the Modern Art.
So this is his flat and I moved in and I didn't really have to try very hard to make it nice because he'd already made it nice with his pieces. These are all his. He made those.
They're really cool, those colours.
And then actually that's his too. And then I just put up a few.
Yeah.
More. You can probably tell that that's mine.
That creepy sort of portrait. Yeah. Literally, yeah.
It's
a Victorian child.
Yeah, something like that.
It's
something
scary.
Along those lines.
It's scary. That's nice. What's that?
Yeah, that's one of Simon's, but I don't know what it is.
Sort of print of a fairground ride and a...
And then I've got my plague doctors. I've got my plague doctor
yeah.
And I've got a Stanley Spencer, who I love Stanley Spencer, obviously just a print. And... Oh yeah, I do have an original, well, it's still a print, I guess, but it's this artist called Bonnie and Clyde, and they do like photo montage. That is mine in the bedroom.
Nice.
And that's of Coney Island in New York.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Oh wait, what are we doing now?
We're painting something for your baby.
Oh yeah.
A monochrome bit of op art.
So I can just do any pattern?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you can do whatever you like. I might do a sort of swirly thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you think you're going to be one of those mums that takes your kid to art galleries?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what I'm looking forward to most. But I feel like I'm being very, very optimistic about the things I'll be able to achieve when I have a child. Like, oh yeah, I'll be able to still, you know, write and work and it won't matter. And I'll go to 3 galleries a day. And then a lot of my friends who have had children are like, you won't be able to do anything.
You'll never have your life back.
Yeah, you're a mother now.
You will.
You're a mother now.
Hardest job in the world.
Yeah. I'm a mum now, I guess. Well, not yet.
So do you worry about the acting side of things? Or I guess you probably know enough people that do it, that manage acting.
I think I always knew I wanted a child.
Yeah.
And I think that I got to the age, my mid-40s, where... I just thought I've got to do it, otherwise, you know, how am I supposed to have 8? I've got to start.
Yeah, you've got to pack them in now.
So I just thought, fuck it, I'll just do it. Fuck it.
You are having 8 as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we want 8. I'll do it.
At the same time. What's the most amount of babies that have been born in one?
I think it's 8.
Is it?
I mean, it's obviously very dangerous, but you're more likely to have more if you have, like, IVF.
Interesting.
Because they plant loads of embryos inside you. But I do have twins in my family. My mum's got 2 sets of twin brothers.
Wow.
So I thought there might be a small chance I might have twins, but apparently, or you don't.
Just one?
Yeah. Just one snake. Snaking around.
What would you do if it came out and it was a snake?
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. Honestly, it's been around a lot of actors so far because I've been on set, so You know, actors have a lot of snake qualities.
Snake energy.
It's been around a huge amount of snake energy so far.
So oh, it's quite no, likely. I think I've sort of painted in the snake.
Yeah, good. I don't know what I'm doing. This is shit.
Well, it's just a pattern, isn't it? Have you got an idea of names or is it secret?
I haven't really started thinking about it, honestly. In fact, I was telling you before we started doing it, I sort of quite like quite wacky names, and a lot of those have been vetoed so far.
By your partner, Snake.
Yeah, by the Snake Lord.
Snake Dad.
By the Snake
Dad. I like yours. You've gone quite like vertical lines. Vertical, horizontal lines.
I'm going to start again, actually.
Why?
It's just not, it's not doing anything for me, and it's not going to be doing anything for my child. You probably don't have enough paper for me to start again.
Yeah, we'll find some paper.
Is this kind of the right, is this the sort of the right vibe?
Yeah, this is lovely. So we're not allowed to talk about...
Oh yeah, I am allowed, yeah, because I think I've been like...
Named.
I think I've been named, but I mean, listen, if you decide to go to the toilet in the middle of the cinema... screening of Wonka, you might miss my performance. It's not...
Have you seen it yet?
No.
When does it come out? Do you know?
I think it's Christmas. That's but I don't... I really don't know. But I it was really exciting because it's the first film I've done.
Yeah.
And it was like a big Warner Brothers film.
That's really cool.
And it was... The sets were just absolutely incredible. And... I think it's going to be pretty amazing. But as I said, I do have a very small mask, which may have ended up on the cutting room floor.
I don't think that. An Oompa Loompa?
Listen, I can't say. Okay. I can't. No, I'm not. I'm not an Oompa Loompa. But...
Why did I think you were? Michelle Ritchie an Oompa Loompa?
No. There's only one Oompa Loompa in it.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't think that's been released who's playing that yet, so I better not say.
Are we allowed to know what your part is?
I play a kind of crypt security guard.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I did, if you want the scoop, I did actually meet Timothée Chalamet.
Oh my God. What's he like?
He's a fucking prick. Yeah, no, he seemed very nice. I didn't have a sustained conversation with him, obviously, but he seemed like a genuine, you know, beautiful, incredibly beautiful man. Maybe very, very slight hips.
Call your baby Timothée Chalamet?
Yeah, could do. Could
is it Chalamet?
I think it's Chalamet.
Chalamet.
Yeah.
Chalamet is quite a cool first name.
Yeah, so the baby's called Chalamet.
Chalamet Snape.
And, yeah, no, he was nice and very talented, obviously.
So were you in the chocolate factory for your scene?
No, I was in a kind of security crypt. And then I did another scene sort of outside in the town square.
Mm. Where is it set? We're allowed to know that.
I think it's set in, like, a fictional town.
Yeah. That's so exciting. That'll be, like, the family film for Christmas.
Yeah, it will.
And you'll have a baby.
Yeah, and my baby will be my baby's favourite film, and maybe first film. Now I could take it to the premiere.
Oh my God, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
That looks like those Magic Eye books.
Yeah.
When you stare at it for ages.
That's kind of what I was thinking when you told me that babies do black and white. I was like, oh, it's Magic Eye.
I think that's true.
Oh, it's Magic Mike.
And that all their eyes are blue at the beginning. I don't know if that's true.
Well, I've got blue eyes and Simon's got blue eyes, so... Having said I didn't want to talk about it anymore.
A couple of recessive genes.
Yeah. We've got to keep this blue eyes alive.
I still don't really understand about green eyes.
What do you mean?
Like how...
Have you got... No, you've got blue eyes.
No, I've got blue. But my mum's green and my dad's brown. And my dad's blue. But my brother's brown, which I never understood.
Well, I think you can be anything, can't you? It's because it's like in your DNA somewhere. I just think it's something like if blue is recessive. So if you have a parent who's brown and a parent who's blue, it's more likely to be brown.
Yeah, and if it's too blue, it can't be a brown.
Or it's less likely.
Mm.
Or is it just impossible?
I thought it was impossible, but then that's the thing I don't understand about green eyes. But I asked about it at school when we were doing GCSE biology. And my teacher was like, you don't need to know that. Like, yeah, but I need
it's secret information that they keep from GCSE so students.
Now I realise that he didn't know either.
Yeah. I really like it. I'm having such a nice time.
Oh, good.
I feel like I'm not saying anything, like, interesting or...
No, you are.
Funny.
Cut
that.
when you last came on the podcast, you talked about liking satirical artists.
Oh God, like James, why was I being so serious?
James Gilray.
Oh William God, Hogan. Ellie, for God's sake, stop taking yourself so seriously.
I thought for a bit of a laugh.
Oh yeah,
we could do our own contemporary morality tales.
Oh my God.
Is that too far?
I know what I'm gonna do.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Should we do it? Just came into my head.
How are you getting on with your op art?
I've had enough.
Yeah, I've had enough as well. Throw it in the bin. I mean, throw it in your...
I just find it harder doing patterns.
You think your baby will look at that?
Well, I'm going to ban my baby from looking at it.
This is scary.
Yeah. I need to get a new piece of paper.
Yeah, so do I.
I did the back of...
A good back of that self-portrait. That's really good, your self-portrait.
So you can have the back of it. Are we going to do like three sort of like a triptych type
Yeah,
how thing?
Does it work? They're normally sort of like
I think
comic
you,
books.
Yeah,
stuff,
you could do, yeah, the Hogarth ones are like a tale, so it's like different images, but that might be.
I
might do mine in felt tip actually.
Someone does something bad and then it's like the consequence.
Yeah, it's sort of like, people following their more like sinful sides and then getting like pumped up with excitement about it and then kind of falling from grace.
Yeah.
This might have no talking over it whatsoever because it might require quite a lot of concentration.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is a really good idea though, Annie.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, you have to ask me a question now,
yeah,
otherwise I don't know what I'm going to say.
Does your taste in art shift depending on what you're going through personally?
Oh my God.
Like, do you look for art that makes you feel better or art that reflects how you're feeling, or do you like sort of darker, more somber?
I think it's probably always the same. I'm just trying to think whether or not that's true. I think I've always had like quite a similar taste. I quite like quite fun things.
Yeah.
And quite narrative-y type things, like figurative narrative pieces that tell like a little bit of a story. I think I've always been a bit like that.
Mm.
And I'm just trying to think if I've been to an exhibition. I just haven't seen anything recently. Mm. I haven't seen like any art exhibitions that I've gone, wow.
I went to South Africa before Christmas to film an advert, and on the plane, have you been to South Africa? Are you looking at what I've done?
I think it's the same as mine. I happened to, but years ago.
So on the plane, me and the guy that I was with watched a short film that was called like Cape Town, and I thought, oh great, it'll be things to do in Cape Town, like restaurants to visit or like sites to see. And it was a 10-minute video about an artist called Pig Casso, who was a pig artist.
What do you mean?
As in a pig.
An artist that was a pig. Okay.
Like Picasso, but it's a pig. And it was all about the pig painting. So I went to visit Picasso.
Was it actually? Is he actually good, pig?
Well, it's actually a woman, surprisingly.
Oh, so
as in a female pig.
Sorry, confused.
And I asked the person who worked there if we could see her sort of in action,
but apparently they stopped doing that, but she was available for commissions. So apparently if you like wanted Picasso to do a picture for you, you could choose the colours that she would use.
Right.
And then you could be sent a video of her. Like, obviously it's all very abstract art. Like, big...
But she's that sort of, like... I mean, it's interesting because it's sort of... You know, when you... I used to work in a gallery at one not Oxford. And so many times people would come in and be, like, really angry about the art. And be like... My four-year-old could have done better.
Yeah.
And does that kind of confirm, does stuff like that kind of sort of confirm that a four-year-old
a pig
can produce, like, sort of passable art?
Yeah,
well, the thing at the moment is AI, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, AI producing incredible art.
Yeah, do you find that
scary?
Alarming?
I do find it really alarming. Yeah. I mean, I find... Only because I've been reading, I read this big article about AI the other day, and, like, you know, heads of massive tech companies are being like, this is absolutely terrifying. And if they're saying it, because it's advancing at such a high rate, that, you know, it's going to be so much more intelligent than humans soon. Like, it's, very, very quickly.
It's scary, but I feel like I'm still at the stage where I find it really impressive with, like, fine art. The AI.
I know. Well, I think there was this AI website, AI generating art website that I went on the other day, and I was genuinely like, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's really, really good.
But I feel like there'll just be a backlash where people will sort of crave stuff that looks very handmade.
Yeah. But I think by then it'll be able to make that as well.
We'll be dead.
And we'll all be dead. The objective is to wipe out the human race.
Yeah, with digital art.
Yeah. But I think when it starts kind of encroaching on your profession, that's where I think it probably becomes quite scary.
Yeah.
So it's like when AI starts writing sitcoms, which, you know, a couple of series on Netflix probably do feel like they've been written by AI.
Thank you.
But when it starts writing sitcoms or like coming up with sketches, which a couple of times I've put in on ChatGPT. I've been like, sketch in the style of Ellie and Natasha. And it sort of does its best. It's not that bad. And I'm like, when it's able to do that, that's it.
It'll be bliss.
It'll be bliss. It'll take a week to write the show, which is great.
Oh my God, it is scary.
But I think that probably will happen. If we don't
but then I feel like about 10 years ago we were thinking, oh, it'll be scary, everything will be robots, but we're already sort of living that. Like, if you go to the airport, you don't check your bag in with anyone.
Well, yeah, and I read yesterday because the you know, the waiting list on NHS is so long that, oh God, come on, Lily, they want to have robot GPs. It was the most boring thing I've ever said. No, but that's what I thought. That was exactly what I thought. I thought, well, why, you know, most of the time you just ring up and you go, I've got a really sore throat, and you can hear them typing. sore throat. What's it mean? Cancer.
cancer or paracetamol.
I think I need one more space, but I've run out of room, so I think I'm just going to end it there.
I need to do my final square. Have you drawn all three?
Yeah.
Shit, man. I wish I had some AI to help me finish it.
You know, with writing essays and stuff at school, it's probably really exciting for school kids.
Is that your door?
It sounded like it.
Do you want to get it?
Is Simon gone? Oh, he's in.
Oh. Yeah, but impossible to mark anything, isn't it?
Well, exactly. I remember at school there was this incident that I'll never forget in history where my history teacher told us that all of our essays were shit. And then he went up to this girl and was like, your essay was brilliant. Your essay was really, really good. Well done. And handed it back to her, and she looked a little bit surprised. And then he went, what does draconian mean? And she was like, I don't know. And he said, I thought not. And then he ripped up her essay in front of her.
I just got goosebumps.
And he was like, you copied that offline, didn't you? And she was like, yeah. And that was back in 1991 when I was a teenager. No, that was, what, 2006 or something?
Days of dial-up connection.
Yeah. So that was... And I didn't even... I honestly, it was the first... I think it was probably the first kind of plagiarism thing I'd ever heard of.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, where the hell would she have copied it from?
Spark notes?
Something like that. Anyway, it was really exciting.
Was she really upset?
She cried. I think she cried. He was really mean. He was mean to do that, but taught her a lesson and taught all of us a lesson.
Yeah. Do you want to talk me through your morality tale?
Yeah, okay. So it's not that cryptic. Mm. So there's a woman and she's very attractive, but she's really sad. And she's looking at herself in the mirror and she sees herself like an old woman.
That's amazing. I love the mirror. The handheld mirror is so cool.
And so she goes to get Botox and she has loads of Botox. And then the third picture is her with massive lips and she can't even open her eyes. And then it just says, I had too much.
I love it. It's so good.
And then I would have drawn a fourth one, which is like where she's really sort of alienated herself from like her friends and her family.
Aww.
But I don't know why. I don't know why that would happen if you had too much Botox. You know, it's a morality tale. So
it reminds me of the style of who did the Jacqueline Wilson illustrations?
Nick Sharrett.
Yeah, it reminds me of Nick Sharrett's drawings.
I love them.
Pencil drawings. So mine
brilliant
it
too.
Is the first section, you've got a sort of devilish man who you can see, I assume it's a man with horns, and you can see that he's taking a selfie of his dick.
Right. I was about to say he's taking a selfie and I was like, but that looks like a dick. But he is.
He's taking a dick.
He's taking a dick pic.
Yeah. And he's surrounded by fire.
Uh-huh.
Second image.
So that's how you see men. That's kind of how you see men. Yeah.
Second image is a very sad young woman receiving said dick pic.
And what? Do you not love receiving dick pics?
Well, it depends who it's from, doesn't it? And the third image...
But I love them from strangers.
And the third image is quite satirical, actually.
Yeah.
It's saying goodbye, the hand waving goodbye to his blue tick on Twitter.
Wow.
As a direct result of that, but also...
Wow.
They have just got rid of the blue ticks.
Yeah. They? So he, as a result of him doing that, he's lost all his... He's basically been publicly shamed.
Yeah.
Like Ian Botham. Do you remember when Ian Botham, the cricketer, by mistake, put a photo of his penis online?
I don't remember that. But he did it by mistake.
Yeah.
That's sad.
He put it on Twitter instead of, like, sending it to the girl he wanted to send it to.
Oh, my God. I guess she probably still received it, just in a different way.
Who was it? Someone recently showed me that their mum had obviously been trying to search someone... on Facebook, but instead have made their name their status, which really made me laugh.
It's like coffee. Remember that when what? Trump typed in coffee?
Oh yeah.
See, it can be a laugh, social media.
Yeah, no, it can be.
Paint your last dream.
Ooh.
Or do your own.
Mine was quite sexual. My last dream.
Great. Or do your own interpretation of a famous work of art.
Ooh. Most of my dreams are about. Boats, being on a boat on like a very, very choppy sea.
Is that how your anxiety dreams manifest?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine tend to be...
Always like sinking ships.
Yeah, I'm underwater a lot in mine, but they tend to be in like shark-infested waters.
Yeah, there's quite often sharks, but mainly like mega tsunamis.
Oh, really?
And I'm on like a big boat. And the boat is like in danger and in very, very real danger.
Yeah, I have lots of performance-related anxiety dreams, like not being able to find the stage.
Yes.
Or being on stage, not knowing my lines.
Yeah.
Or not being able to find, the right way to get on a stage.
Yeah. Or I have quite a lot where they're like, yeah, that, like, the stage is very, very complicated to get to from the dressing room. And then I'm like, shit, 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 I need to check my line. I don't know what my line is. I have no idea what my first line is or what my cue is. And someone gives me a script and it's like, 7,000 pages long, and I'm like, but I didn't rehearse this.
But I don't know this script. Do you use watercolour?
That's really what I use most. Although I do use, is this acrylic?
This is acrylic.
Yeah, I do use acrylic on like canvas and stuff like that. Mm. But I don't, watercolour is more transportable, so I usually take that. I don't do huge amounts of painting when I'm at home, but if I'm going on holiday or something, I bring my watercolours.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, but I don't really do it. I mean, I like to bring it to make me feel
just
better.
Just to tell people that you brought it.
It's like books. Like, I'll bring a couple of books. Will I read them? No.
Oh my God.
Almost certainly.
You bring about 20 books. That's more books than I've ever read.
Yeah, it's not my book reading is, I joined a book group recently to try and get myself to read more and I haven't been to a single one.
That's a good idea. What's...
Well, it is if you actually respect the book club.
Is it an in-person book club?
Yeah, but as I said...
How did you find them?
It's just like a group of my friends, but I haven't been to a single one yet. Not because I've not wanted to, guys, but because I haven't been able to, and also I haven't read the books.
Yeah, it's weird. You get the fear then of not having read it, and you feel like you're at school again.
Yeah.
What's the current book?
Oh,
I don't know,
but the first book that they read was called Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow, and that literally arrived in the post like 2 days ago, and that was for January.
And they've already met up, have they?
And discussed it, yeah. So
I've started keeping a list of books that I've read.
I know.
Films and TV.
I'll read when I'm on holiday. I will actually read when I'm on holiday, but when I'm not good at going to bed and doing like half an hour of reading. I'm really not good at it.
And I think that is what social media is awful for. I just scroll through my phone. What do you look at later? YouTube.
I'm like a massive YouTuber. I mean, I don't create anything for YouTube, but I love watching YouTube. And it's...
What do you look at?
Honestly, so much shit. Actually, a lot at the moment, I've been watching a lot of information about how to strengthen and stretch your psoas muscle.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that's brilliant, Annie.
The B?
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
There's lots of stretches you can do. But basically what I've realised is you can get any sort of information you want from YouTube. Anything. I love watching like cooking on YouTube. Mm. That's quite big. That's big. And... I just watch like girls. I watch girls like being like, I just bought this like DKNY dress. Watch me try it on. And I just watch that. And I'm like, yeah, it looks really nice.
Do you comment that?
Yeah, well done. Looks really nice. Really, yeah.
That's a weird trend, isn't it? And the whole like unboxing things.
I know. It's awful. It's really awful. It's really not helping my. I mean, in COVID, it was really bad because I was watching just sort of a lot for kind of like political commentators and getting really obsessed with, like, you know, conspiracy theories.
Favourite conspiracy theory?
9/11. Big time. The third tower, Annie. The third tower is all I'll say. Yeah. No, I watched quite a lot of like insect unboxing. That was quite a big one.
Ooh. What, you don't know what's inside and then it's...
Yeah, like, and then it's like a tarantula.
Hell. Would you ever go on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Do you know what? That's like the only... Weirdly, like the only sort of celebrity TV show I'd like to go on.
I think you'd be great on
that. Well, why? Why would I want to do that? I mean, it's terrifying.
But I think you're quite... you're a risk taker, I'd say.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Do you not think...
I don't know. I don't, I see that as a compliment, but I don't know if that's actually true.
Well, I mean it as a compliment, but I don't know, I feel like you wouldn't be scared about seeing a tarantula in a box, for example.
No, I don't love spiders, but I do really like snakes. Because we had, on the set of our sketch show, we did a music video called 1,000 Snakes.
Yeah, I remember it.
And we had real snakes on set, and it's the first time I've ever held one. And the animal handler said that Tash and I were both naturals with snakes.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a compliment.
And then they offered Tash a job. They were like, do you want to come and work with us? Because I've never seen anyone who can handle a snake better.
Oh my God.
Kind of like Jafar. Or Voldemort.
That they didn't ask you.
I was actually, because I was like, I'm equally as good at holding these snakes. Not that it's a competition.
Yeah, you'd be great in the jungle.
I think I'd like it. I don't know. I wouldn't want to do like what other? You know,
are you scared of heights?
I am quite scared of heights. That's my main biggest fear. Yeah. But I've done paragliding, I've been in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, I think
you know, so I like to face my fears.
Yeah. The ship is great.
So it's quite sort of dark and
it's lovely. Nice colours. Sort of pastels. Browns and greys and blues.
I want the sky to be black.
Are you going to do yourself on the...
No, because I don't think I'm going to be able to have enough space.
Can you tell that's a neck, do you think? Not really.
Neck
and shoulder.
I wouldn't have neck... Oh, I see now, yeah. Maybe you could put a bit of hair coming down from the neck.
That's a good idea. Have you seen the Alice Neal exhibition at the Barbican?
No.
I'm going to that in a few weeks.
Okay. Yeah, I need to book some exhibitions, I think.
Yeah. She does amazing sort of portraits. Ooh. And she's done... I don't know if they're self-portraits, but she's done a lot of pregnant people.
Okay.
I've started doing a series of...
Oh, yeah!
Paintings of my friends pregnant.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's really cool. I really want to do, like, a photo shoot, like one of those... Like, the American one with like, loads of guns.
Oh, yeah. Not what I thought you were going to say. Yeah.
Me holding loads of guns next to my pregnant stomach.
You should do a photo shoot. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Like Beyonce's one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But with guns.
Yes, sorry. And snakes. Hot off the griddle. That's the name of Alice Neal's exhibition.
Okay, yeah. I love the Barbican, so.
She's American. Vivid portraits which capture the shifting social and political context of the American 20th century.
What's your favourite gallery, do you think? What's your favourite space to see art in?
I really like Tate Britain.
Yeah, I love it.
What else? I do like Tate Modern being on the South Bank, but I probably prefer the actual building of Tate Britain.
Yeah.
What's yours?
I love Tate Britain as well.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. I quite like the smell of the Saatchi Gallery.
Oh yeah, go on.
I actually used to work there at the Saatchi Gallery. I used to be a tour guide, school's tour guide, before I started.
Do you still
my
like
comedy career?
The smell, or does it trigger your working in the Saatchi day?
Working with Charles. No, it's they just had this like ply floor laid down and it was just so kind of intoxicating, the smell. It was actually really nice. But you know how like smells are probably like the most nostalgic scents. So every time I go back I am like catapulted back to that time, which was, you know, exciting and weird. I was penniless. We probably lived together then.
Probably, yeah. I worked at an art fair where they had a specific scent made for the fair.
Fucking hell.
And part of my job was dealing with the scenting of the fair. And I thought, I don't think this industry's for me.
Yeah, there was quite a few thoughts like that when I worked in that world.
The scenting of the fair.
I'm working in the scenting of the fair at the moment. My specialty is scenting the fair.
I might start scenting my comedy shows.
Do you know what? I don't think that would be a bad or weird idea. I think that would be kind of amazing.
Thank you.
Because you will really engage people.
Yeah. Well, it's something a bit different, isn't it?
Well, exactly.
Is that looking more like a shoulder?
Yeah, that's really good. And actually quite sort of horrible how big that bee is.
Yeah, it was big.
There's nothing that makes me more... feel, like I love watching insects on like David Attenborough. They're the most interesting bit to me, but there's something so grotesque about like a wasp's or like a butterfly or like a moth's bum, you know, that sort of like pulsating like bum where their sting is. It makes me feel so sick
just before it's landed on what it's gonna sting.
And it's just like
gyrating. I can't believe insects is your favourite thing on David Attenborough.
Yeah, I love
the underwater stuff.
Yeah, underwater's good too. Anything that's a bit like alien. Like, I don't love watching the mammals because I'm like, well, I just sort of remind me of myself.
Yeah.
The lionesses kind of remind me of myself.
The lionesses football team. Do you see that Leah Williamson's done her ACL?
Oh, no.
Out of the World Cup.
Oh, Christ.
I know.
Annie and I play football together, of course, and netball, but I'm not doing much of it at the moment. But I did have a netball injury.
Yeah, you that's had a back injury, didn't you?
Yeah, but it was my SI joint.
Eek.
That's what I discovered recently. So I've got to strengthen my glutes before I can get back in the game.
How are you going to do that?
Squats.
Yeah. Go on, do a couple.
Yeah, well done. Well done.
Okay, I'm done with my B.
Okay, I think I'm done with this as well.
What a lovely collection of sort of quite strange pictures we've done.
Yeah.
Which is your favourite?
I like your snake self-portrait and your B.
I like your ship. And yours. Actually, I like all of them. I like all of yours. Your self-portrait is great, and the style of that and the morality tale are very sort of cool and cartoony.
Yeah, but I wish I'd done more colours like you.
Well, I was just copying the snakes on your mirror.
My snake-coloured mirror.
I didn't mind our sort of monochrome pictures.
Yeah, the thing is that the good thing is that you've chosen quite different things to do, so each one feels like it's covering a completely different genre, theme, style.
Yeah.
And I think you should move. You should move towards doing this in your podcast now.
Thank you, Ellie. I've had a nice time.
Now you're doubling up on guests.
thanks for doing it.
No, it's been an absolute pleasure. I sort of actually want to carry on.
Well, we can do, but I might stop the recording.
Yeah.
And we can say all the things we really wanted to say.
Oh, I said them all. And then told you to cut them out.
Thank you, Ellie. Is there anything you want to plug?
The Windsor's Coronation Special.
Thank you very much, Ellie. I'm going to turn it off now.
Thank you, Annie.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed that, then why not leave us a lovely, juicy 5-star review? You can also support this show via the link in the show notes and follow us on social media to see our artworks from today's episode at Secret Art Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Ellie is not on social media, lucky girl, but she is on TV very soon in the Windsor's Coronation Special. That's out on Channel 4 on Sunday the 30th of April at 9 p.m. and features former Secret Artists guests Katie Wicks and Morgana Robinson, so make sure you watch that. I've got some paintings and prints for sale on my website, so if you're in the market for that sort of thing, then head to my website, www.amagrah.art. I'll also be at Achantreth Comedy Festival this weekend with a work-in-progress show. If you're in the sort of Wales area, then come along to that. Remember to check out the other podcasts on the funny side too. There's some fantastic Acast shows out there like Drunk Women Solving Crime, Cuddle Club, The Hoovering Pod, and loads more. Thank you so much for listening, and see you on the funny side. Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton, Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.